In this week's Parshas, Parshas Vayera, we have the beginning of the miracles that Moshe and Aaron will perform in front of Paro that will ultimately lead to the Geula of Am Yisrael. When we want to analyze all the miracles, the Makos, it's important to ask ourselves the following question. Were these anything more than a magic trick, a light show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed, and by doing so, by showing his sheer force and ability to manipulate Teva that was there in order to intimidate Paro into allowing Am Yisrael to be freed? Or perhaps there's a deeper message which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to convey in each of the particular Makos in the way that he chooses and that it's employed. And the first of these miracles that one can ask this question is when Moshe and Aaron go to Paro before the beginning of the Makos, they're instructed to throw Aaron's staff on the ground in order to turn it into a Tanin. What exactly is this Tanin? The Mefarshim have a Machlokas as to how they understand it. The simple understanding that many of us grew up with was that Tanin is referring to a Nachash. And obviously this makes sense. It's consistent with the miracle that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in the previous week's Parsha before the Ziknei Bnei Yisrael, where he took his staff and turned it into a Nachash. Even over there, the Mefarshim point to a deeper message. It's not just a miracle, but the Medrash explains that this is somehow connected to the Nachash, the famous Nachash in Ma'aseh Bereishis, that got chavit to sin by eating from the Eitz Hadas, being told the Ra. However, one obviously notices the discrepancy in the words. One word is a Tanin, the other word is a Nachash. Perhaps Tanin is referring to something else. This most accurate, perhaps, the definition, or the best one that we could come up with, of a Tanin, is some type of sea creature, and perhaps even referring to a crocodile. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu throw his staff on the ground, or Aaron's staff, rather, in order to turn it into a crocodile? If one takes a look at the Baal Turim as well as the Chizkuni, they point to this week's Haftorah, where Paro himself views himself as a Tanin HaGadol, a Rovitz Ben Ayor, that Paro is this great crocodile roaming the Nile. And the fact that Paro views himself in such a way, or at least his symbolism is expressed as such, is a very powerful symbolism. We know that Paro, that Mitzrim, they worshipped many gods, it was a polytheistic society, one of them being the Nile. And Paro, placing himself as the crocodile in the Yor, we know that the crocodile is the most feared predator that exists within the Nile. And what Paro is telling the entire world is that while you worship the Nile, the king of the Nile is the crocodile, which is a symbolism for me. And ultimately what Paro is declaring is that I am the king of all kings, I am the god of all gods. And therefore, what Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro are doing is a very, very powerful and unmistakable message. When Moshe's staff, or Aaron's staff, is thrown on the ground and turns into a Tanin, that is supposed to symbolize Paro. But as soon as it's thrown on the ground, and the outstretched hands of Moshe or Aaron is there in order to bring back the staff, it automatically and immediately turns back into a piece of stick. What is Hashem telling Paro? Well, you may think you're so great, you may be gaivetic to say, who is Hashem that I should listen to him to allow Am Yisrael to go out to the Midbar for 3 days to worship him? Who is he that I need to be subservient to? The Ribono Sholom, ultimately, what all you are, as much as you may think that you are this great, powerful God, all you are is a piece of wood, an inanimate object. You are nothing compared to the Ribono Sholom. We know that Lev Malachim Biyad Hashem, that the hearts of kings are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even more so when a person is expressing the amount of holiness and gaiva that Paro possessed, and the amount of disdain that he had towards people who would question his leadership capabilities and the power that he possessed. And I think it's important for all of us to understand that ultimately, somewhere deep in our own lives, we express a similar type of Mi Lashem, who is Hashem, that we should listen to him, that we should want to feel subservient towards him and cater our lives towards him. But ultimately we must recognize that in comparison to the Ribono Sholem, we are nothing more than a piece of wood, and not make the same mistake, Chas V'Sholem, that Paro has made throughout the entire process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everybody have a wonderful show.